Communicate in a crisis, navigating the digital age of reputation management. In today's fast-paced digital world, a crisis can erupt at any moment, threatening to damage your brand's reputation in an instant. As a communications professional with years of experience in crisis management, I've seen firsthand how the landscape has shifted. That's why I wrote Communicate in a Crisis, to provide a comprehensive guide for PR and marketing professionals to navigate these turbulent waters. The new threat landscape. Let's start by understanding the changing nature of crises in our digital age. Social media has fundamentally altered how information spreads and how quickly public opinion can turn against a brand. A single tweet or Facebook post can snowball into a full-blown PR disaster within hours. Take the case of United Airlines in 2017. When video footage of a passenger being forcibly removed from an overbooked flight went viral, the company's initial response only fueled public outrage. Their clinical, legalistic statement failed to show empathy and made the situation far worse. This incident highlights how critical it is to respond quickly, but more importantly, to respond with genuine empathy and understanding. The rise of fake news and misinformation presents another major challenge. False stories can spread like wildfire online, and brands must be prepared to counter them swiftly and effectively. We've seen numerous examples of companies caught flat-footed by viral hoaxes or deliberate disinformation campaigns. Understanding consumer behavior. To effectively manage a crisis, we need to understand the psychology behind how people react online. There's a tendency for mob mentality to take over, with users piling on to criticize brands without fully investigating the facts. This outrage culture can quickly spiral out of control. I've found that people are often quick to attack brands they actually like or use regularly. There's a sense of betrayal when a favorite company is perceived to have done wrong. This explains why loyal customers can become some of the harshest critics during a crisis. It's also crucial to recognize the role of influencers in shaping public opinion. While traditional media still matters, individual voices on social platforms now wield enormous power to sway sentiment. Smart crisis management involves identifying and engaging key influencers who can help tell your side of the story. Differentiating issues from crises. Not every negative incident constitutes a full-blown crisis. Learning to distinguish between everyday issues and true reputation-threatening events is a key skill. I encourage teams to develop clear criteria for what elevates a problem to crisis level. For instance, a handful of angry tweets about a product defect may just be a customer service issue to address. But if those complaints start trending and mainstream media picks up the story, you're likely entering crisis territory. The key is having monitoring systems in place to detect when sentiment is shifting and an issue is gaining dangerous momentum. Building a crisis-ready culture. The most effective crisis management doesn't start when trouble hits, it's an ongoing process of preparation. I advocate for creating a crisis-ready culture within organizations. This means 1. Developing and regularly updating crisis communication plans. 2. Conducting simulations to test your response capabilities. 3. Training spokespeople and executives on crisis messaging. 4. Establishing clear roles and decision-making processes. 5. Fostering a mindset of transparency and accountability. One company that exemplifies this approach is Johnson & Johnson. Their handling of the 1982 Tylenol poisoning crisis is still considered a gold standard in crisis management. By prioritizing consumer safety above all else and communicating with radical transparency, they were able to regain public trust and emerge stronger. The power of empathy. When crisis strikes, the natural instinct of many leaders is to go into defensive mode, denying wrongdoing, deflecting blame, or hiding behind corporate speak. But I've found time and again that the most effective crisis responses lead with empathy. This means genuinely trying to understand how stakeholders are feeling and acknowledging their concerns. It means communicating in a human voice, not corporate jargon. And most importantly, it means taking meaningful action to address the root causes of the crisis. Consider how Starbucks responded to the 2018 incident where two Black men were arrested in one of their Philadelphia stores. CEO Kevin Johnson quickly issued a heartfelt apology, met personally with the men involved, and closed all U.S. stores for racial bias training. This empathetic approach helped the company weather the storm and demonstrated a real commitment to change. Harnessing technology and data. While social media has created new crisis risks, it also provides powerful tools for managing reputation. I'm a big proponent of using social listening and analytics to detect potential issues early. Sentiment analysis can help gauge public reaction in real time, allowing you to course correct your messaging if needed. Search data is another valuable resource. Analyzing what people are searching for related to your brand or crisis can provide insights into key concerns and information gaps you need to address. Some forward-thinking companies are even using AI and machine learning to predict potential crises before they occur. While the technology is still evolving, it shows promise in helping brands stay ahead of reputational threats. Executing under pressure. When a crisis hits, clear thinking often goes out the window. That's why having a well-rehearsed plan is crucial. But even the best plans need to be adapted to the specific situation. Here are some key principles I've found essential for crisis execution. 1. Establish a single source of truth. Designate one channel or spokesperson as the official source of updates to avoid confusion. 2. Communicate early and often. Even if you don't have all the answers, regular updates show you're engaged and working on the problem. 3. Be transparent about what you know, and don't know, admitting uncertainty is better than speculation or evasion. 4. Show, don't just tell, use visuals, video, and concrete actions to demonstrate your response. 5. Monitor and adapt. Continuously assess how your messages are being received and adjust as needed. Remember, the goal in a crisis isn't just to weather the storm, but to use it as an opportunity to showcase your values and strengthen stakeholder relationships. The long road to recovery. Crisis management doesn't end when the immediate threat passes. The work of rebuilding trust and repairing reputation often takes months or even years. It requires sustained effort and a willingness to make real changes in how you operate. Take Volkswagen's emissions scandal in 2015. The company's initial response was widely criticized as inadequate. But over time, they've worked to regain trust through increased transparency, investments in electric vehicles, and a renewed focus on corporate integrity. While the crisis undoubtedly damaged the brand, their long-term response has helped them slowly rebuild credibility. The key to successful recovery is to view the crisis as a catalyst for positive change. Use the lessons learned to strengthen your organization and create more robust systems for the future. In conclusion, effective crisis communication in today's digital landscape requires a combination of preparation, empathy, agility, and commitment to long-term change. By embracing these principles, organizations can not only survive crises, but emerge from them stronger and more trusted than ever. Remember, in a world where reputation can be made or broken in 280 characters, how you communicate in a crisis may be the most important skill you ever develop. I hope the insights in this book will help you navigate these challenges and build lasting trust with your stakeholders.